front gate.
This is General Maddox and Showalter. Get this gate open immediately.
Yes, sir, right away. Oh!
What is taking so long, soldier?
Sorry, sir, I can't see. Can't see anything.
Corporal, we're not interested in what you can and cannot see. I want to know why nobody answered the phone when I called.
I really don't know.
Corporal, there are the prisoners now.
Which prisoners?
The ones we're taking with us.
Do you not have the prisoners ready for us?
I never received prisoners.
Unless you want to spend the rest of your military career catching mortars with your mouth, you will tell us where the prisoners are.
Most of them have been in the yard, okay? Nobody can see anything. How can you two see, sir?
We've both been issued corrective eyewear.
Wow.
Corporal, if you don't lead me to the prisoners, double quick.
Right. Mortar's mouth, huh? This way, sirs.
One moment. I have something to do first.
All guard personnel, report to the cafeteria immediately. Repeat. All guard personnel, report to the cafeteria.
That should help.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 68, Move to the East.
Now, the yard is surrounded by the complex of buildings in a horseshoe shape.
We can see that, Corporal.
Right, sorry.
General, why don't you take the Corporal and join the other guards? There's your cafeteria.
At Building 3, over there, I think.
You know what to do.
As do you, General. Corporal, now!
Yes, sir.
I thought they'd never leave.
All right, I'm going to find out where I can shut down the defenses.
Be careful. Okay, the floor is yours.
Everybody, listen up. I have something to tell you, so I want you all to step this way. Yeah, that's right. Keep coming toward me.
Don't be afraid.
What will you do next? Haven't you tortured us enough?
No, you will not be tortured anymore. My friends and I, we're not with the global community. We're Christians, and we're here to rescue you.
I don't believe you.
None of you can see. The guards can't see either. We can. We can lead you out of here.
You will kill us.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob caused this blackout. He caused the disappearances all those years ago and the earthquake. Everything that's happened was foretold in the scriptures.
Your scriptures!
Yours too. The book of Daniel talks about these things. The book of Ezekiel does too.
Sounds like the fence just got turned off.
Follow us. We'll lead you out. If you want to come with us, we can arrange for your safety. If you don't, just please remember what I said.
We must go. Everybody take the hand of the man next to you. We will lead you over the bridge and causeway. You will be free to go after that.
Young man.
Yeah.
Tell me more about these prophecies.
It was awesome, Vic. You wouldn't have believed it. We let almost 150 men out of that prison.
That is cool. Where are you now?
Another safe house. Another German guy named Otto Vaser is running it.
How do you hook up with him?
Gunther and Matthias knew him.
So you're still in New Babylon?
Yeah. And I got a little bad news on that front.
Oh, that is not what I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I've been trying to call Chang. When I finally got a hold of him, he was already flying to Petra with Ray Steele.
Wait, they left without you?
Yeah, they took advantage of the blackout.
So you're stuck?
They'll be back.
What?
Look, Chang's going to work something out for me, okay? He knows Otto. He knows how to contact us.
And how am I getting to Petra?
I'm not sure yet, Vic. Don't worry, though. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Hey, can I come in?
I'll come out. What's with the grim look?
There's a news report on GCCNN. Looks like they captured Chloe Williams.
Buck's wife?
Yeah, Buck's wife. Captain Steele's daughter. They showed footage of her in custody.
Well, they could fake that, right?
I guess. I don't know what to think. I contacted your friend in New Babylon.
Chang Wong? Yeah, well, he's in Petra now.
Whatever. He's looking into it for us.
Chloe Steele. What if they really did catch her?
She's the one in charge of the co-op. Been in the Trib Force since it started.
She and I used to study the prophecies together in Bruce Barnes' office. They captured her. That's a pretty big deal.
What's up, gang?
I was just telling her about Chloe Steele.
Yeah. I just talked to Ray Steele. You know, her dad.
Yeah, we know him. What did he have to say about it?
Nothing. Not a word. It's like he was trying hard not to talk about it.
Hmm. Why'd he call?
It was a recruiting call.
Seriously, that's awesome. Tell me he's looking for help on something.
And that's why I needed to talk to Vicky.
Me? Why?
Mac McCollum is flying into Hudson tomorrow night. From there, he's going to Petra.
Petra? For real?
And I'm supposed to get you on that plane.
Ah, really? That's great.
That's cool. You got room for any more?
Ray says she can bring one person with her.
Oh, that could be a problem. I know you want to come along, Mark, but Dud wanted Lionel to be his best man.
And that's going to max out his load.
What? You don't want to be away from Darian anyway, do you?
I just want to be doing more than I am. Right now I feel like I'm totally punking out.
I wouldn't say that.
I wish there was more we could be doing from here, too. I just think it's time to stay hidden.
Then that's easy for you to say. You're going to Petra tomorrow.
Mark, what's eating you anyway?
I don't know. Maybe it's the whole Chloe thing.
Yeah, but you're not the only one who's upset about that.
Yeah, but I think I'm the only one around here who wants to talk about rescuing her.
Well, do you even know where they're holding her?
No.
And even if you did, how are you going to get in and get her and get out alive?
I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I just hate doing nothing.
Mark.
Nah, let him go. Part of me thinks he's right.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you better go tell Lionel to get packing.
About us, guys. You'll be seeing us again soon.
We ain't got but a year left before Jesus comes back.
Something tells me that'll be soon enough.
Seriously, though, Vicky, Lionel, it's been nice getting to know you all these months. I can't tell you how excited we are for you and Judd.
Thanks. That means a lot.
Oh, you mean Vicky and Judd.
I think I liked him better when he couldn't remember who he was.
What is it, Ty?
I just wanted to, say thanks, I guess. Tanya and me wouldn't be here if it weren't for Vicky, so thanks.
Ty, I think that's the most I've heard you say since I got here.
Yeah, get out of here.
You guys do need to get going if you're gonna catch that plane.
Yeah, we need to get Vicky to the church on time.
Let's just say a quick prayer before they go.
Good call.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with your servants as they travel to far-off places, to things that we can't know. Keep them safe. Protect them. Hold them in your hand and bless them. And bless this marriage that you're arranging. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Does that look like a plane?
All I can see are lights, so... yeah, it does look like a plane.
Thanks for driving us up here, Mark.
I figured it was the only way I could get you alone at all.
I'm not sure what you mean by alone. I'm sitting right here.
Not in front of everybody. I mean, I don't know. I've known you two longer than anybody. We've had some knockdown, drag-out fights in the last 6 years. You were there when my cousin died. You're the closest thing to family I've got.
You don't have to say anything, Mark. I know what you mean.
Yeah, man. We're all cool.
All right, well, I'll be seeing you guys.
You can always try to catch another flight to Petra.
Nah, my calling is somewhere else right now.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Don't worry about me. I'll be praying for you guys.
Yeah, don't stop.
See you, Mark.
Bye.
Oh, welcome aboard, kids. I'll be your pilot today. Max, the name.
Nice to meet you, Mac.
Well, let me guess. You're Vicky.
Good guess.
Heard a lot about you from a doughy-eyed kid named Judd.
Aww.
How's it going, Lionel?
Good. I'd shake hands, but...
yeah, heard about that. Some kind of deal. Tell you what, you get my vote for making the best of a really tough situation there, friend.
You do what you gotta do.
True enough. True enough. What we gotta do right now is get out of here. Get yourself strapped in and we're gone.
Hey. Mind if I join you up here for a while?
Oh... Not at all. Just doing a little early morning reading.
Is that the sun rising?
Yeah, you ever see it from 7.5 miles up before?
Oh, I've only flown a couple times and never over the ocean. Wow.
Yeah, you should have seen the ocean when it turned to blood. Now that was quite a sight.
Oh, I bet. So, you know Judd?
Judd? Yeah, we're not what you'd call poker buddies, but I know him. In fact, the plan I heard is that I'm supposed to pick him up after I finish my business in Al Basra.
What's in Al Basra?
I have some digs there I need to get cleaned up. GC is probably going to be dropping by soon.
You're expecting them?
A friend of mine and I had apartments there, and he got killed.
Gotcha. There's a lot of that going around.
Tell me about it. Anyway, after I go clean up our digs there, I'm going to be picking up Otto Vaser and his crew in New Babylon.
And Judd's supposed to be with them?
If he knows what's good for him.
Judd knowing what's good for him.
You can't be serious, Mark. You have no idea where she even is.
They picked her up in San Diego. She's probably still in that area.
Oh, Marshall, help me out here.
I agree with Conrad. We don't have enough information, and with a prisoner like Chloe Williams, you have to assume the GC is going to be extra careful.
Ty, you have to agree with me.
Why?
Because you've been fighting the GC. You know they can be beat.
Actually, I agree with Marshall and Conrad.
Ugh, figures.
At least for now.
Maybe when we find out a little more.
I think by the time we hear something, it'll be too late to do anything about it.
That's kind of my point.
Mark, just relax. When we can do something about it, we will do something about it.
You guys!
Ah! Looks like Mark's getting up ahead of steam.
He gets that way sometimes.
It's a tough situation. I'd love to do something, but I just don't think there's much we can do for Chloe Williams.
Lionel! Hey, Lionel!
Hey, check it out. Say Wong, come say hi.
How's it going?
Sorry I'm only giving you half a hug.
That's okay, I understand. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Oh, hold up. I want you to meet somebody. This is Vicky Byrne.
Ah, the infamous Vicky B. Big fan. Love your live concerts.
Oh, am I going to be hearing that for the next few months?
Probably.
Great to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, it's nice to finally meet you, too. I've heard, I don't know, some things about you.
You look different, Shane. What is it?
Look close.
I ain't seeing it.
He doesn't have Carpathia's mark anymore. Excuse me, coming through.
Oh, that's it. No, what happened?
Yeah, Judd told us how they forced the mark on you.
The elders all piled around me and prayed with me. They put their hands on my head and boom, it was gone.
That is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
You think it will work on my arm?
Why, you got Carpathia's mark on your arm?
Yeah. That's hilarious, wow. Man. Let me give you a round of applause on that.
Yes, come in.
Dr. Benjuda, this is Vicky Byrne and Lionel Washington.
Oh, come in. Please sit.
Thanks.
I can't believe this is the first time we've seen each other face to face. We've talked and emailed so much.
Actually, we've seen you before, but you probably don't remember us.
When was that?
At Bruce Barnes' memorial service.
Oh, of course. A very sad day indeed.
Not for Bruce.
Oh, very true, very true. Anyway, I am so pleased you two have made it to Petra safely. I understand Judd Thompson will be joining us here soon, too.
I hope so. It'd be a pretty strange wedding if the groom didn't show up.
Well, perhaps Lionel will be willing to take his place.
Whoa. I just remembered I left some of that man on the stove.
Lionel, where are you going?
Oh, Vicky, given that response, I hope Judd does show up, for your sake.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Come, John. We must hurry. Get dressed.
What's going on? Did they find us?
Not yet. Hurry. Gather everything you can carry. You must leave now.
Do I have time to email Vicky and tell her?
You and your incessant emails. The plane leaves in a few minutes.
All right, great. Just gotta get this shoe on.
Stop playing games, Judd.
This is a game. I call an injury timeout.
The plane is not going to bed.
What plane? So we just walked out the front gate. A couple of hundred guys walking down the middle of the street in New Babylon.
Oh, man, the funny part would have been if you could have seen the line of guys all holding hands to keep from tripping over each other.
You heard about Ray, Chang, Naomi, and Abdullah walking into the palace, didn't you?
Yeah, they didn't rescue anybody, but I hear they got some good intel and had some fun in the process.
So, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Wasn't there supposed to be an angel or something warning us to get out of New Babylon?
Well, the Bible talks about it.
Did I miss it?
Judd, if there was an angel making an announcement, I don't think you'd miss it.
Then it hasn't happened yet. There must still be some believers there.
That would be my guess.
If I had to guess, I'd say that's Max's plane coming in for a landing.
It's about time.
Hey, Chang, is that Max's plane?
Yeah, that's it.
What's up, Chang?
You don't look so good.
Bad news.
What?
The GC executed Chloe.
What?
There's footage of it on their website.
Oh, no.
You gotta be a pretty sick dog to put something like that on the internet.
They televised it, too.
Poor Buck. And Kenny!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Petra. Please wait for the plane to come to a full and complete stop before you unbuckle your... forget it. Do whatever you want. Nothing's going to happen to you now.
Nice.
You know, I always wanted to do that when I was flying commercial.
I'm glad you made the switch.
The question is, are you glad to be back in Petra?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get so excited, Judd. Your heart might give out on you.
I'd be happier if Vicky were here.
Oh, come on now. Don't sell Petra short just yet. You never know who you might meet.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Vicky Schmicky. What about the cute girl at the end of the runway there? The one with the red hair?
No. There's no... There's
no what, Judd? Something wrong?
That girl. With the red hair.
Yes?
That is Vicky! How did she get here?
Maybe you noticed the guy standing next to her. Not nearly as cute, but...
Lionel!
Yep. Judd, the plane stopped.
Excuse me.
Amore, amore.
John!
Oh, I had no idea you were here.
We wanted to surprise you.
How long have you been here?
A few days.
We're both doing good, too.
Oh, I can't believe you're here.
I am. And I can't breathe right now.
Oh, sorry.
Based on that hug, I'll assume you missed me.
Assume away.
Did you miss me, too?
Did you hear something?
Oh, just the beating of my heart.
Very funny.
Oh, hey, look, it's Lionel. Good to see you, too, bud.
Hey, you too, dog. Glad you could make it. Oh, by the way, Vicky's already here.
Yeah, hi. No kidding.
They call this the theater.
It figures.
The Nabataeans carved it out of the stone during the first century.
Wow, it's huge.
Sion says it can hold 7,000 people.
Maybe we should get married here.
But, I don't think 7,000 people care if we get married.
Well, still, how many people can say they got married at a place like this?
I still can't believe we're actually finally going to get married.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it?
Well, I spent a lot of time thinking it wouldn't happen. Especially when you were stuck over here for so long.
Really? That's when I thought about it the most.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're both here and we're getting married tomorrow.
Oh, Chang told me he'll be able to videotape the ceremony and broadcast it to everybody in Avery.
He can do that?
Yeah, I guess. He said something about retasking a GC satellite and piggybacking signals and flux capacitor and some other stuff I didn't understand. I stopped asking him questions a long time ago.
Well, if it works, that would be great.
It'll work. But I don't think we'll have that three-tiered cake you always dreamed of.
Oh, how will I survive?
People will refer to getting married as settling down. Those of us who have chosen that path know that settling down is not always what happens. Considering Judd and Vicky have been on the global community's most wanted list for the last 3 years, in their case, it may actually be true. Then again, having gotten to know them, it's not likely. I've known Judd and Vicky, at least from their writings in the news reports, for several years now. I know that they have a depth of love for our Savior and a growing love for each other. That being tested as it has is indeed strong.
Vic, we met on one of the worst days of our lives. I never imagined that it would also become the greatest day of my life. I reached two major turning points that day, accepting Christ as my Savior and meeting you. Getting to know you hasn't always been easy, but it's been rewarding in so many ways. You've made me a stronger Christian and a better person. I thank God for you every day. And by standing up here, I am indicating to the friends here, others in Avery, and most importantly to you, that I will continue to thank God for you every day, no matter what comes our way.
Anyway, I should have gone first. I know there were times we didn't get along. Times when we argued so much we probably thought we didn't like each other. I can't remember any of them today. Today I remember all the things that made me fall in love with you. Like when you would help me rinse the black dye out of my hair.
You said you would never mention that.
And the time, several times actually, when you arrived in the nick of time to keep me from being arrested. I always used to read those wedding invitations that said, "Today I'm marrying my best friend." And it always sounded dumb to me. Till today. Today. It's true. And I thank God for you, too. And I'm very excited about our future together.
Now that you two have pledged your lives to each other, I want to offer you this challenge. It's actually a challenge you've already accepted. As you give your love to each other, you must give your lives to God. We do not know exactly what the next year will bring, but my prayer is that you would both grow in the grace of our Lord until he comes again. Amen.
Mazel tov!
Mazel tov! Mazel tov!
To carry me all the way home. I can walk.
Oh, I saw this in a Rocky movie once. Thought I'd give it a try.
Well, let me know if you get tired.
We're almost there anyway. So was that the wedding you always dreamed of?
Not even close. The manna falling after the ceremony was a nice touch,
though. Like that? Just a little something I worked up.
So now you're taking credit for stuff God does, huh? That's not a good start.
God, I'm kidding. You know that, right? And here we are.
I can get the door.
Welcome home, Mrs. Thompson.
Oh, don't even. That makes me sound so old.
You like your new home?
It's ours. And that being the case, yes. I love it.
No mortgage either. Pretty sweet deal.
Hey, Rocky, you can put me down now.
You know, I think this is the first time in 6 years I've really truly been happy.
Wow. So cool to hear you say that. And that in turn makes me very happy as well.
Well, I'm glad making me happy makes you happy, which makes me happy.
Judd.
Yeah?
If you put me down, it's going to be a lot easier for me to give you this really big kiss I've been saving up for you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to set you down now.
All right, everybody, listen up. This could be the target we've been narrowing in on for several months, so I don't want anything to go wrong. Remember, this is northern Wisconsin. Everybody owns a gun. Do not hesitate to fire if you need to, but I want the bodies to be identifiable. If you see Vicky B., we're supposed to take her alive. Understood?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get this thing on the bounce. Move out.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.